If you're admitted to a hospital in the partner's healthcare system, or you see a doctor connected to its network, your care will almost certainly cost more, and sometimes a lot more, than any other hospital in the state. That's the case, according to Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley, because Partners is the state's largest hospital network and uses its market clout to demand high prices. So when Coakley reviewed the Partners' plan to grow its system by purchasing South Shore Hospital, she decided it was time to address what she calls the, quote, Partners problem. WBUR's Martha Bieminger has more on a tentative agreement signed today by Coakley and top executives at Partners.
Let me tell you about the cost of an MRI, a test many of us will have at some point. Brigham and Women's, a Partners hospital, might bill your insurance company about $1,500 if you get the test there. But if you went to, say, Beverly Hospital, your insurer would pay roughly half that amount for the same test. That difference is what Attorney General Martha Coakley is talking about when she describes the Partners problem.
Those higher prices have led to an increased burden for families, for businesses. They've drained taxpayers, and they have contributed to the difficulties that many of our community hospitals have had to compete and to stay in business.
To close the gap between Partners hospitals and competitors at the low end, Coakley's deal ties cost increases for Partners to inflation. So for the next 6.5 years, Partners would not be able to raise prices more than 1 or 1.5% if inflation rates hold. Aaron Burros, who runs the state's Center for Health Information Analysis, says that's significant.
Partners is so big that out of your premium dollar, 20% goes to Partners hospitals and Partners physicians. So if we're able to rein in that spending over time, it makes a difference not just for patients at those hospitals, but really for the entire population of Massachusetts.
But this deal does little to close the gap between what Partners is paid for that MRI as compared to a low-cost hospital. It would take years or major rate increases for the low-cost hospitals to crack the effects of what Coakley calls Partners' market clout. And Massachusetts should not be pushing all hospitals up to Partners' rates, says Nancy Kane, who teaches hospital management at the Harvard School of Public Health.
It doesn't make the whole more affordable if everybody's trying to grow their rates. So I think it doesn't address the larger issue of affordability. It's sort of a Band-Aid at this point.
Kane's controversial view that this deal won't make much difference is shared by a number of Partners' competitors who did not want to speak on the record. But supporters of the agreement say it may erode Partners' clout and lead to lower health care prices. Stuart Altman, who chairs the state's Health Policy Commission, applauds Coakley for requiring that Partners' hospitals negotiate separate contracts going forward instead of a system-wide contract.
In many ways, what this does is allows Partners to go forward and to show the community that it can lower prices or over time, but it restricts their ability to use their bargaining power in the way they have in the past decade or two.
Partners CEO Gary Gottlieb says he's pleased to have an agreement that means the purchase of South Shore Hospital and 2 North Shore hospitals can move forward.
Forward with a vision that we've embraced for an extended period of time to really start to make the investments or to continue to make the investments that we believe are important in helping to make healthcare more accessible and more affordable to the people of our communities.
Gottlieb says he isn't sure if Partners will need to renegotiate existing contracts to keep costs in line with inflation. That's one of many details to be worked out before this agreement is filed in court, making parts of it binding for 10 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Bieminger.